Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to Daily Detachment, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom with yours truly, Avery Hart. Ever feel like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? Like those pesky worries and anxieties are constantly whispering doubts in your ear? Well, you're not alone. We all face these mental hurdles, and sometimes, it feels like we're battling them in isolation. Today, we're tackling something super important. Overcoming the stigma surrounding mental health. Because let's be real, talking about our struggles can feel like admitting defeat, right? Like somehow, we're not strong enough to handle things, like a normal person. But guess what? Strength isn't about suppressing your emotions. It's about acknowledging them, understanding them, and finding healthy ways to cope. So, let's break down this stigma together. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. First up, mental health is just as important as physical health. We wouldn't hesitate to see a doctor for a broken leg or the flu, would we? So why treat our minds any differently? Remember, taking care of your mental well-being isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about fueling your mind and allowing it to thrive just like any other part of you. Second, there is no shame in seeking help. Think of it this way. If you were struggling with a complex math problem, wouldn't you ask for help from someone who understood it better? Well, there are amazing therapists, counselors, and support groups out there ready to guide you through your challenges. Asking for help isn't weakness, it's wisdom. Third, you're not alone in this journey. Seriously, countless people struggle with mental health issues, whether they openly share it or not. Remember that feeling of loneliness? It's a shared experience. Connecting with others who understand what you're going through can be incredibly powerful. Find a support group, join an online forum, or simply talk to someone you trust. Sharing your story can help break down the stigma and create a sense of community. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be to a dear friend going through a tough time. Don't beat yourself up for having difficult thoughts or feelings. Acknowledge them without judgment. Remember that healing takes time and effort. Celebrate small victories along the way and be patient with yourself. And finally, focus on what you can control. We can't always change our circumstances, but we can choose how we respond to them. Practice mindfulness, engage in activities that bring you joy, prioritize your well-being, and surround yourself with positive influences. Remember, you have the power to shape your own mental landscape. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine a young artist who pours their heart and soul into their work, only to face harsh criticism from others. Their confidence crumbles, and they question their abilities, almost giving up on their passion. But then, they remember that art is about self-expression, not seeking validation from others. They decide to focus on the joy of creating, embracing the process, and letting go of the need for external approval. They find solace in their art, reminding themselves that true fulfillment comes from within. This artist's story highlights the importance of finding your inner compass. When facing mental health challenges, it's crucial to reconnect with what truly matters to you, prioritize self-care, and surround yourself with supportive individuals who uplift and empower you. Remember, strength isn't about suppressing your emotions. It's about embracing vulnerability, seeking support, and continuing to create a life filled with meaning and purpose. So, my fellow travelers on this journey called life, let's continue breaking down the stigma surrounding mental health, one conversation at a time. Be kind to yourself, reach out for help when you need it, and never underestimate the power of human connection. Remember, you are not alone, and together, we can create a world where everyone feels safe and supported in expressing their true selves. That's all for today, my friends. Keep detaching from what you can't control, focusing on what you can, and living your best life. And as always, remember to hit that subscribe button, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.